Joining us now, Paul White, a great national baseball guy, at PBJ White on Twitter if you want to check him out. Paul, welcome back to the show. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing great.
It's good to have you, and it's great to talk to you because we're good talking national baseball stuff with you. Love to pick your brain, and a couple of great stories going on, primarily a team the Giants just saw, the Arizona Diamondbacks, on fire right now. Actually set an attendance record last night at I always want to say Bank One Ballpark. I guess it's Chase Field now in Arizona.
Great.
The Bob, one of the great nicknames in of baseball stadiums. They had 50,000 people there last night to watch them beat the Dodgers, Paul.
Yeah, a lot of Dodger fans, too. You know, they travel well, but Arizona seems to be the one team recently that's found the combination to get at the Dodgers a little bit. And it's kind of interesting because the Dodgers are going to be a real interesting study down the stretch here in September. They've got the division wrapped up. Not a lot to play for. I mean, really all they're playing for is home advantage in the World Series should they get there. They've got some issues. Kenley Jansen, guys who have been hurt. They're going to be interesting if they can keep up that intensity and be ready to go for the postseason.
Boy, look at Paul. It's great to have you on today. I know you'll be with us tomorrow on Labor Day, one of the markers of a baseball season. But you look at what's going on home run-wise, and Jason Stark had this week, and Adam, just bear with me for a second, but he calls it the Roaring Twenties. And I know we talk about home runs a lot, but this hit home with me a little bit. Most players hitting at least 20 homers in a season, that was 117 in 2017. The number who have done it this year, only 93. But there are another 38 with 17, 18, or 19, and there are 156 players with at least 15 already. So that record is about to go by the wayside, and that's the one for me that maybe stands out more than anything. Because 20 home runs sort of became a little bit of a benchmark. You hit 20. We've talked about Belt and Posey and Crawford and any of these guys ever going to hit 20. Now the whole league's hitting 20.
Yeah, if you play every day, you better hit 20 now.
Yeah, this is what it's turned into. But Washington is the story for me. And, you know, you look for teams that are hot, that are going into the playoffs and sort of opening up ground. Paul, you've covered the Nationals. You're right there in Washington. But Strasburg and Scherzer, Corbin today, and I know he was pitching a gem against the Marlins, which he's handled quite easily. But Washington, maybe now, they may be the best team in the National League.
Yeah, and they're going to be playing hard pretty much till the end. I mean, they got a little bit of a cushion in the wild card. They still see themselves as making a run at the Braves. Frankly, the Braves have played really well. I mean, the Nationals are a little frustrated in the sense that they've run off as good a streak as they've had all year. You're right, they're the hottest team in the league. And they really haven't been able to make up ground on the Braves. I still think there's a run there. If you look at the situations, both teams have got some questions in their bullpen. But other than that, the Nationals' starting pitching is far superior. The offenses are both pretty solid. I think that's going to be a good run yet to the end. And that's crucial. I mean, okay, the Nats can say, yeah, we got Max Scherzer. We'll pitch him in the wild card game. We're good. But you don't want to take that chance. You want to go straight to that series. And if you win the wild card, you do have to come right out and play the Dodgers. And that's the other thing you want to avoid.
And I mean, a tough rotation for the Washington Nationals. I'm with Marty. That could be one of the dark horse teams that if they can stay hot and make this push next to the Dodgers, they've got the best pitching rotation probably in the National League. You're talking Scherzer, but Pat Corbin goes today against Miami. And then you had yesterday Steven Strasburg strikeout 14. I always fear for those teams that have been in first place by 20. Games all season long and have not had much to play for. I think back to the 2003 Giants who clinched the division on September 17th and then ended up losing to the Marlins in four games. It's scary to play a team that gets hot at the end of the year when you've just been kind of resting on your laurels for a month.
Well, you know, I think we're seeing a lot of that now. You're trying to gauge these races, and I totally agree with you guys on that. I'm ready to make a prediction. The Dodgers are not going to be in the World Series. I'm not sure who's going to beat them, but I don't think they're going to get there. I think they're going to come in too flat. I think they're going to, you know, they've got a lot of guys who are crucial to their success. There's no way to keep all those guys fresh and sharp. There's too many people that have to be. It's not like you've got two or three big guns in the middle that carry the team. Sure, Bellinger's great, but they mix and match too much. I think that's going to be dangerous for them. But, you know, as we gauge these races going down the stretch, you even wonder about teams that got too hot maybe in August. Because you take a St. Louis, for instance. They ran off a pretty good streak, got right in the middle of the wild card race, jumped up on top of the Central Division. Are they really that good? And if they aren't, can they sustain it? They're not going to play that well the whole rest of the season. Look back last year. Milwaukee got hot in September, came out of really nowhere. It's at a position similar to where they are right now. Win the division, and we're a really tough team going into the playoffs. Who are those teams? We saw the Mets run earlier. Do they have another one in them? I think maybe they do because of their pitching, but you've got to get hot at the right time. And if you're in a race with four or five teams scrambling for a couple of slots, you want to get it rolling now.
How good are the Yankees right now in the American League? How good is Houston, Minnesota, Cleveland, the A's? Look, people don't realize the A's have a shot at this thing.
There's three teams for two slots really in the wild card race: the A's, the Rays, and the Indians. And two of them are going to make it, and that's if you assume the Indians can't catch the Twins. And I don't think that one's over yet either in the Central. Houston's the best team in the American League. If you just go right down the roster, and same thing, they can come out there in the postseason, and they're going to send Verlander out there, who I think he's got a no-hitter into the seventh today in Toronto. Then Garrett Cole. Oh, yeah, we'll throw Zach Greinke out there later on. They can do the same thing to you. That's that kind of pitching staff you don't want to face. And, oh, by the way, that offense is ridiculous. The addition of Yordan Alvarez, I mean, you guys haven't seen this guy. I mean, you look at him and you think, oh, he's Demody Hulk. He's this big, oversized guy. They're hiding him at DH. Well, for a kid that young that's got fabulous power, incredible power, I've never seen or very rarely seen a kid that young with such strike zone command as a hitter. It's amazing. And this guy is just ridiculous. And you got Michael Brantley who could win the batting title. You got Bregman. You got Springer. Correa will be back. I mean, they're the best team. And I think because of the pitching, they probably come out of them in the American League. The Yankees have been a fabulous story, but there's too many flaws there. Too many things that can catch up to them in a short series.
You make a great point about Yordan Alvarez. I mean, this kid is a monster. He was traded out of the Dodgers organization, actually, a couple of years ago. He's got 21 homers since coming up to the big 74 hits in 232 at-bats. He's hitting .320, OBP of .420. You're talking about his command of the strike zone. This guy is like David Ortiz, except he's doing it maybe 5-6 years before David Ortiz started doing it when he was with, of course, Minnesota and then Boston.
Yeah, and he can play left field. I mean, he's okay. I mean, as Jeff Blum, who does their telecast, said recently, I mean, how bad do you have to be to negate what this guy's doing offensively?
Right.
And he's fine. He's played some first base. He's played left field. On a team where they didn't have guys the caliber of Brantley and left, Yuli Gurriel at first base, this guy could play every day in the field. He'd be fine. He wouldn't be great, but he wouldn't be killing them either.
Boy, we got a lot to talk about tomorrow morning when we catch up on Labor Day, because that is the marker of the season. And I want to talk about Anthony Rendon tomorrow, the season he's having. And Adam and, of course, Paul White with us. Teams going for sweeps today. Washington going for a sweep today. Pittsburgh going for a sweep today. Arizona, Atlanta, the Mets going for a sweep today. So it's September baseball, and here we go. A lot of interesting things happening, but I think it's going to be bullpens. I'll say it again, the Dodger bullpen, they've got to figure out a way to end the game, whether it's with Dustin May, with Urias, or Baez. But Kenley Jansen is not going to last through the month of October.
And you've got to get through September without killing your bullpen.
Yeah.
And and that's the other thing. And too many teams have done that. We're seeing teams right now at this point in the season feeling the effects of the last year or so. That I think the Milwaukee Brewers are the number one example. They DFA Jeremy Jeffress today. He was a key part last
year. How about that?
These guys are disposable, and they wear out, and you just don't know when.
Boy, amazing. Paul, thanks so much. Have a great Sunday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Sounds great, guys.
All right. That is Paul White. He was the creator of USA Today's Baseball Weekly.